Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Cancun's white powder beach only seems to stretch forever. Earlier this year, 15 miles of sand had to be brought in and the beach completely rebuilt after a storm washed Cancun's sand into the Caribbean Sea. And scientists warn global warming is melting the polar ice caps, threatening low-lying places like Cancun. The rising tide is in sight, but for most of the 4 million tourists who come to Cancun each year for sun, sand, and fun, climate change is largely out of mind.
It's my first time here from the United States. It's absolutely gorgeous. The water's really, really nice. Been treated extremely well. Rooms are nice, and it's beautiful to be sitting out here. I love it.
The United Nations Climate Summit was held in the sprawling Moon Palace Hotel complex on Cancun's beach. They call it the Mayan Riviera, but if you're looking for authentic Mayan culture, this place may as well be on the moon. To see the real thing, I traveled with three vanloads of international journalists covering the UN climate negotiations. It was a five-hour journey and a world away from Cancun, deep into the Yucatan jungle.
All right, here we are walking through the forest. This is a deciduous forest, so there's a lot of leaves and underbrush, but it's very, very dense forest.
The forest is thick with mahogany and cedar, twisted vines, thin, scrawny trees, and soaring evergreens. Tarzan would feel right at home here. But at a clearing in the woods, there's an unexpected sight. It's a full-blown press event, right here, in the middle of a semi-tropical jungle, in the middle of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Mi nombre es Arquímedes Hernández.
This is Arquímedes Hernández. He's going to help us with the organization of the event, and he's going to conduct you to the different parts of this area.
Dozens of Mayan forest people have gathered to welcome the visiting reporters. Each of us gets a baseball cap with a logo in Mayan, advertising their community agricultural project. 70% of Mexico's vast forest area is owned by indigenous communities called ejidos, or cooperatives. This ejido, called San Antonio Tuc, has 159 members. They communally own 15,000 acres of forest, home to anteaters, parrots, boa constrictors, and jaguar. 4 years ago, the Mexican federal government began paying ejidoistas about $12 an acre a year to inventory their trees, helping the Maya to get ready for RED, the UN plan to reduce carbon emissions from deforestation and degradation.
Las perspectivas del ejido San Antonio Tuc.
The main objective of San Antonio Tuc with this project is that they want to have more economic support, and they are having like projects that are helping them to preserve their traditions.
Nosotros estamos esperando reducir las emisiones.
With this project, they also hope to reduce the emissions from forest deforestation and degradation.
The two goals, preserving the ancient Mayan culture and the forest, is why the members of Ejido San Antonio Tuc support RED. Besides the federal money the community receives from managing the forest in a sustainable way, replanting trees and repairing damaged land, they hope to be able to trade the carbon stored in the trees to industrialized countries that want to offset their emissions. It's economic development designed to lift the Maya from subsistence farming.
Cuando venimos hay maíz, calabaza, frijol, ibis.
80-year-old Catalina Brezeña Lope remembers what it was like when the community was forced by famine to move to this part of the forest 60 years ago.
She says that when she came in here, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. They had to build everything, not only the road. And she says the only one path they had would be for the horses carrying the chewing gum. That was it.
You heard right, chewing gum. The natural latex gum found in the Chica Zapata tree here on the Yucatan was once the most profitable forest product from these forests. The Mayan call it oro blanco, white gold. A chiclero harvests the gum from the tree the way it's been done for generations. He straps on pollos, spurs on his feet, wraps a thick rope around the tree and himself, and inches up, hacking the bark with his machete just deep enough in a Z pattern so the sap flows into a canvas bag on the ground. The thick latex is boiled and shaped into 10 kilo bricks. The Maya Chicleros used to sell their white gold to U.S. chewing gum companies. But in the 1950s, manufacturers began switching to latex made from petrochemicals, and the value of natural gum and the latex trees sank. Today, organic chicle is just a fraction of the $19 billion a year chewing gum industry. But an association of ejidos is trying to revive the traditional forest product.
Porque el costo del kilo del chicle está...
A kilo of organic natural gum goes for 55 pesos, about $5. The ejidos sell it to a European manufacturer.
Están a 55 pesos ahorita.
So how important is this product to your community?
Es el sustento y es la nuestra tradición.
The way of they extract this gum is it represents their traditions and their culture, a part of supporting their families.
The chicle trees can be harvested once every 3 to 7 years after the wounds hacked into the bark heal. But today there's a new threat to the Mayan economic and cultural mainstay, climate change.
Y ahorita con el tiempo...
50 years ago, we were able to extract 5 kilos of chicle. But nowadays, with the global warming, we only are able to extract 1.5 kilos.
How does the change in temperature affect the tree?
El sobrecalentamiento, los químicos que hay, los...
This problem is due to the pollution of factory produced by factories, fires that... have been taking place here and in general by the pollution.
The Mayan cooperative culture has the strong social structure and governance needed to prevent illegal logging and ensure the money from red projects goes to those who own the trees. At San Antonio Tuk, violators are banished from the collective. It's happened just once in the 4 years the ejido has been getting money from the Mexican government to prepare for red.
What needs to be improved, do you think, is to make this project even better?
Bueno, pues sumarnos todos.
They want more support from other people, other organizations.
That's government, NGOs,
government, particular people interested, everybody.
What happens if this program doesn't exist? What happens to your people?
Pues se corre el riesgo de que las selvas desaparezcan.
The forest can disappear. The forest can disappear.
Y a usted, señor visitante, turista andante en Quintana Roo, mi Chetumal lo saluda con un abrazo muy fraternal y le invita a que conozcan